Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis. The book was written by J.D. Vance, who was born in Middletown, Ohio, within the Rust Belt. While he is white, he is not a member of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, the first group to settle in the northeastern United States. Vance is of Scottish-Irish descent, and his community consists of mostly non-college-educated, working-class individuals whose ancestors had been brought over to American South as day laborers. The subsequent generations had worked as sharecroppers, coal miners, and factory workers. They have been called rednecks, white trash, and hillbillies by other Americans, the last of which lends itself to the title of this book. Vance was only 31 years old when he wrote this memoir. At the time, he had no notable achievements. He hadn't been elected as senator or governor, nor had he started a company with a market value of $1 billion or a non-profit organization that would change the world. In the first 31 years of his life, his biggest success was graduating from Yale Law School. However, this memoir written by a nobody became a bestseller on Amazon and in the New York Times, even earning recommendations from influential Silicon Valley figures such as Bill Gates and Peter Thiel, author of 0 to 1. Hillbilly Elegy was also adapted into a movie directed by renowned director Ron Howard, whose filmography includes A Beautiful Mind and The Da Vinci Code. What makes this book so popular, then? There are two primary reasons. First, Vance's story is inspirational. For someone born into a poor, chaotic family in an impoverished city, success is a strange. Many people who share the same background find themselves in the deep end. Against all odds, however, Vance managed to move up the social ladder and become a self-made businessman. The second reason is societal. Not only does this memoir detail Vance's past, but it also reflects the living conditions of white blue-collar workers, offering insight into a real facet of American society. Through Vance's perspective, readers can explore the challenges faced by the white American working class and learn the causes behind them. For this reason, many people regard Vance as the spokesman for white working-class Americans. Some critics even believe that this book, which articulates the mentality of said demographic, explains why Donald Trump was so well-liked among this demographic and how he came to win the 2016 election with their support. Now, let's dive into Vance's story in two parts. Part 1, why do people like Vance struggle to escape poverty? Part 2, how did Vance achieve upward social mobility?
If you are interested, welcome search Bookie, and listen to the full audio instantly.